Mitch Marner of the London Knights, a two-time winner of the CHL Player of the Week. Boy, you've got your game and your groove on, don't you?
Yeah, it's been a special past couple of weeks here in London, but you know what, the team's been really rolling lately, and you know, we got to keep it up this next week coming up here. You know, we got a big week, 3-3, so you know, it should be fun.
Now, this last month, correct me if I'm mistaken, but 4 hat tricks. Now, the year I scored 62 in North Bay many years ago.
What year was that?
That was 85.
85?
I had 3 hat tricks.
Mitch, were you aware of that?
3, not 4, Mitch.
Were you aware, Mitch, that he got 3 hat tricks?
I was not, no.
I had a 5-goal game. If you had one of those, Mitch?
No, I haven't.
All right, then just be quiet and let me finish the story.
A couple of 5-point games, though.
Hey. 4 hat tricks.
This is supposed to be about him.
Bit of an understatement to say you're hot.
Yeah. You know what? It's been really fun down here, like I said. And you know what? The Lions have been really working for us. And you know, we got to keep it up, obviously, coming up this week. And But you know, our power play has really been hot lately. Max up high, obviously. He's a special player. And you know what? He's moving the puck really well around. And, you know, I'm just getting open and he's finding me. And I'm just getting the bounces right now and I put him in.
So your chemistry with Max has been over the top.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Playing with him last
Max
year.
Max Domi, we're talking about, by the way.
Yeah. Playing with him and Kearney last year. You know what? I think our chemistry was really well last year playing together. And, you know, it's kind of coming into this year. And, you know, our power play, I'm just kind of getting open. And, you know, I know he's good enough to find the spaces. And, you know, he's hitting me back door. And, I'm just hitting him home, luckily.
So is Mark Hunter going to try to pull some strings now in his new position as director of player personnel with the Leafs? Get you there?
Who knows? But obviously it'd be fun to play in Toronto, you know, where I'm from and everything. And, you know, obviously a great team and, you know, a lot of young talent on that team coming up. And
but you're not going to be there when they pick. They're going to have to make a trade.
We'll have to wait and see. Now, Damian Cox, when did he do his top 10?
Last week.
Last week. And he said that you now are solidly in his top 6.
Biggest mover.
Biggest mover. Yeah. So...
5th or 6th, wasn't it?
How much overall? How much does that play, Mitch, in your mind as you move forward here?
You know what? I'm trying to keep all that draft stuff kind of out. I was focusing a lot about it at the start of the year, and I think that's, you know, why I wasn't doing so well. And, you know, now I'm just focused on playing here in London and, you know, trying to help the team as much as we can. And, you know, I think that's why I've been successful. And, you know what? You know, Max kind of told me that too. You kind of just get it out of your head and, you know, think about playing here and, you know, think about doing well here. And, you know, I've been really doing that, and it's working well.
How did that GTHL prospects game a couple years ago help your career?
Do you remember that, Mitch?
That was fun at all. Kipper was the coach of that team.
You remember the final score?
Yeah, that was a big win for us.
Big win.
That, obviously.
2-0 shutout over Doug McLean.
Yeah.
But I let the midget coach sort of run it that night. I didn't get too involved.
But he shut it down pretty good, I'd say.
We're doing it again, Mitch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. December, if I'm not mistaken, 16th.
I'll be fun.
Mac and I go head-to-head for a little reunion game.
And that was fun when you get the best of that age group, the midget draft group, ready.
Yeah, we had a lot of skill in that,
or,
you know,
all together.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, everyone come together like that, and you know, fun little game.
I'm shocked Kipper didn't tell you that night in his pregame speech that he had 62 in North Bay.
They knew already. They Googled it before the game.
Mitch, who do you pattern your game after?
I like to try and pattern my game after Patrick Kane. You know, skilled guy is, you know, a little undersized, everyone says, but, you know, shows the critics that he's good enough. And, you know, obviously, past couple years, he's been unreal.
Okay, we pumped your tires. You got to go out tomorrow night and Friday night hockey on Sportsnet and show off.
All right, I'll try my best.
So you keep this hot streak up, you'll catch McDavid in the rankings.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. You know, he's a special player. Obviously, everyone knows. But
Mitch, have you always been undersized all through minor hockey?
Yeah, I was really small like, growing up, and you know, it's kind of better though being small because then you know, growing now, I'm a little taller, obviously, than I was a couple years ago. It helps, you know, playing a smaller role and a bigger kind of body, and you know what. It's kind of nicer being taller a little bit now. And
you could end up being built like Dale Hunter.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? He's there and he's helped me out. And you know what? He's always working out. And, you know, even now he's always getting better and he's helped me out on the ice.
That's great.
With your signing bonus, can you take him shopping for some new clothes, though, Mitch?
Just one sport jacket.
Yeah, I know. I go to school, and his daughters are teaching. You know, she always tells us about how bad his style is and everything. But,
we know. Doug and I know.
Yeah, it's funny, though. You know what? He's an old-fashioned guy, and that's okay.
He was old-fashioned when he played in Washington with us, hey?
Yes.
He was old school.
Mitch Marner, you've heard the voice. You've heard the name. And tomorrow night on Friday Night Hockey, you can see the player. Congratulations on a phenomenal month. Keep it going. And we'll catch up with you, no doubt, at the draft.
Thanks for doing this, Mitch. Good luck, pal.
Good luck, Mitch.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for having me.